continue in Washington. President Trump threatening to seize Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf.
Trump has told the Financial Times the U.S. has, quote, a lot of options and that troops could stay on the island for a while. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up attacks on Iran, even as early ceasefire talks showed some progress. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran both directly and indirectly.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
Trump also said Iran has agreed to let 20 oil ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats continue to reject Republican attempts to end the partial shutdown of DHS.
We've made multiple efforts to fund the Department of Homeland Security, even on a short-term basis, to allow negotiations to continue. And the Democrats would rather you miss your flight than deport illegal aliens. It's as simple as that.
With the paychecks flowing again to TSA agents, the Senate felt free to break away for its Easter recess.
The Senate stands adjourned until 7 a.m. on Thursday, April 2nd. 2026.
Speaking to Harvard University economics students, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed will keep a close eye on inflation amid oil price spikes.
Because you can have a series of these supply shocks, and that can lead, you know, the public generally, businesses, price setters, households, lead them to start expecting higher inflation over time. Why wouldn't they? At the end of a certain number of years, the inflation is now just higher, and that can happen. So you monitor that very, very carefully.
He also encouraged economic students not to give up on finding a job in their field, even if the economy seems to be weak. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at gay marriage around the world.
It was 25 years ago this week that the Netherlands became the first nation on earth to make it legal for people of the same sex to enter into a legal marriage. Since that day, nearly 40 countries have followed suit, including the United States. Still, gay marriage is largely unheard of in large swatches of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, and in Africa. The practice is mostly confined to Western Europe and the Americas. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy that aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. The USS Massachusetts has joined the Navy fleet. Saturday's commissioning ceremony made the submarine the first named after the Bay State, Governor Mara Healey.
The USS Massachusetts represents our proud naval history. In this 250 year of our nation's founding, our nation's independence, we have never been more proud.
Those who toiled night and day to put Apollo astronauts on the moon are thrilled that NASA is finally going back.
Now, in their 80s and 90s, they just wish that these Artemis moonshots had happened sooner, while more of Apollo's workforce was still alive. So few of them are left that no reunion is planned to celebrate the upcoming Artemis II flight around the moon with four astronauts. Those who live near Florida's Kennedy Space Center will be watching the launch from their backyards. NASA is targeting the first week in April for the mission. Rich Thomason reporting.
More on these stories at SRNNews.com.